This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many faith leaders in St. Louis say the vandalism last week at Hesed Shel Emeth Cemetery in University City does not reflect the region's religiously tolerant reputation. As St. Louis Public Radio Stephanie Lecce reports, they're feeling a new urgency to do better interfaith outreach.
St. Louisans of all faiths responded to the toppling of the gravestones by gathering for a unity event yesterday and an interfaith vigil earlier last week.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Lynn Whittles of the Jewish Community Center in St. Louis says the region was shocked because these kinds of incidents are not common here. But in the last year, she believes things have changed.
I think with all of the bomb threats across a number of Jewish agencies, including our own, and just the acts of hatred that seem to be acceptable in certain aspects of our community, we need people with power to speak out against it and then to take the next step.
FBI statistics show the St. Louis region has seen four or fewer reports of religiously motivated hate crimes annually for the last 6 years. It's unclear exactly what that means, since police are not required to track hate crimes and the numbers reflect reports, not prosecutions. Nevertheless, the cemetery incident put other faith leaders on alert. Firas Abdelbasset, a board member at Hazelwood's Dar al-Jalal Islamic Center, says this, quote, brush fire of intolerance must be stopped in its tracks.
The Muslim community, the Jewish community, and the Christian community all came together to say, you know what, we're not going to have religious intolerance. You mess with one religion, you're messing with all the religions.
Abdelbasset says interfaith support is crucial in times of crisis, like when people sent his mosque flowers to demonstrate against anti-Muslim rhetoric, or having Jewish leaders help Muslim centers shore up security. He says this collaboration is possible because the region is so diverse, with a robust immigrant population. But it's also small enough that people know each other, says the Reverend David Mayle of the Interfaith Partnership of Greater St. Louis.
St. Louis is kind of a big, small town. There are relationships that are fostered in this kind of environment that run deep.
Mayle says for 3 decades, the partnership has convened conversations around a shared value of faith. But he says interfaith leaders need to push people to test the actual level of tolerance.
If I would critique us, I would say that we're really good at talking to each other, and that part of the compelling need is to really discover places where those conversations are more of a stretch.
That's why the Council on American Islamic Relations of Missouri is holding open houses at area mosques to teach politically conservative residents about Islam. Executive Director Faizan Said says his group is also bringing presentations to small towns.
I could easily get 4,000 people to come to a march for Muslims and immigrant rights in St. Louis. I probably couldn't get even 50 people to do that in a rural town because people don't know the Muslim community, they don't know where it is. So until we actually go and outreach to them, I don't think that's going to change.
Said says faith leaders also need to be more open to dissent from within their communities. For example, some people of Palestinian descent wrote negative posts on social media after the local Muslim community raised tens of thousands of dollars for the Jewish cemetery.
And I said, rather than blocking them, I've actually organized lunches with them to try to sit down with them to see what their concerns are, so that way they can at least address it.
Karen Oresti, regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, says it's also important to have spaces for people to ask hard, maybe awkward questions without judgment. So the ADL works with the U.S. Attorney's Office on a hate crimes task force that brings together interfaith, education, and law enforcement leaders quarterly for public discussions.
The idea is to figure out tangible ways from a community basis all the way up to create those opportunities to break down the bias and stereotype.
And that's the challenge, turning the talk into action. I'm Stephanie Lecce, St. Louis Public Radio.